to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Coral Economics Report. This entire program, Corey and I, are originating it from the Prospectors and Developers Association Conference here in Toronto, Canada. God, I got to tell you, I got Rick Rule with us right now. Have you ever been this cold?
Well, I've been coming to PDAC for almost 30 years, yeah, so the answer is yes.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I thought Corey and I are going to be able to go out and play some golf, but it looks like it's not going to happen given the fact that it's probably Celsius somewhere around zero. Not Celsius, but Fahrenheit somewhere around zero right now.
Yeah, it's cold outside.
It is chilly. What's going on in your business right now, man?
Business is hot. You know, this little uptick in the junior market certainly has the investors excited, and it has the issuers excited. As you know, Al, we've been fairly steady check writers when we've had the ability to be for the last year. What I have been doing specifically the last week is using this upturn to eliminate those last few mistakes that I hadn't been able to eliminate last year. I've been a fairly steady seller into this rise. And I've also taken some trading profits on positions that I strapped on last summer when nobody wanted to buy anything. So I've been more of a seller in this rally than a buyer. So, you know, it's been very, very, very busy. Traffic both ways. My own traffic has been pink tickets, sell tickets, not buy tickets.
So, Rick, it's, as you mentioned, last year, great opportunity to buy into a lot of these stocks at bargain basement prices, some of them, some of the high-quality ones, I think. You mentioned that you're selling some stocks now. What do you think is going to happen for the next, say, 6 months? Are you planning on remaining a seller, or do you think you might get back on the buy side?
No, my suspicion is that this summer is going to be pretty rough for the issuers. I suspect this market's going to give back most of its gains. And then we'll be aggressive buyers again.
Why do you say that?
I think this rally is premature. I don't think that we've exercised the sins of the bear market at all. I think we have, as John Kaiser pointed out here just a minute ago, probably 700 walking wounded who need to go to their intrinsic value, which is zero. You'll notice on the TSXV, though it's up 15%, we're still making more new lows than new highs, which tells us that the market, as you and I have talked about before, is bifurcating. Interesting things have happened. The better quality juniors aren't up 15%. They're up 50%. And one of the things that happens, if you expect a long, drawn-out bottom, which is what I expect, when you get 50% gains, you're well advised to take some of them.
Why a long, drawn-out bottom?
The bottom that we had was so short and so vicious.
2 years?
2 years. They're normally four-year cycles. So we've used up half the normal cycle, and we haven't seen any evidence of either market capitulation, the markets that go no bid, or issuer capitulation. Issuers pricing issues to go off, raise enough money to go forward, irrespective of the market. We haven't seen either form of capitulation. My experience has been that a bear market recovers and begins to recover dramatically right after you experience capitulation. Certainly July of 2000 you were around for. July of 2000, we had double capitulation. We had broad market capitulation, and we had issuer capitulation. And right after that, the market, at least the better part of the market, started off racing uphill. And we haven't seen that yet.
I would even say we still don't even have the investors back in the market. We still have a lot of people who say they're sitting on the sidelines and watching. But, Rick, I have to say you and your team, along with a couple other guys that we know, you guys were really the only ones writing checks back then. And we have seen a little bit of an increase in financing, but still not to the level of anywhere near a bull market.
Well, the issuers make me laugh. First of all, they say that this isn't a market that performs at all. But the companies that perform, Reservoir Minerals, 22 cents to $7. Africa Oil, 80 cents to $12. Sirius Minerals in Australia, 1,500% gainer. If you give this market performance, the market's starved for performance. It really, really, really goes crazy. The idea that there would be a preemptive reward for performance is a little silly. That's the 2003 to 2011 bull market stupidity. The other thing is, when they say there isn't any money, I know where there's between $6 and $7 billion concentrated in six or seven investors, but it's private equity money. The money wants the management to perform before they get paid, and the managers don't want to do that.
Well, Rick, as you mentioned, we have seen some of the good stocks really make some moves in the first part of this year, actually just throughout in the first 2 months of this year.
Yep.
We also have way too many companies out there that still need to go back to zero. I agree 100% with that. Now, these stocks that have moved, these high-quality stocks, do you think they're going to maintain, or do you think they're going to pull back hard?
You know, I'm no market guru or market timer. I'm no technical analyst.
I don't know, man. I gotta cut you off right here. There's a lot of people on our site who think you are, about 10 or 15,000 a day, Rick.
Well, I hope I don't disappoint them. But my suspicion is that this is going to be, I mean, my suspicion is we have put in a bottom. And we are going to see a trading channel that goes higher gradually, featuring higher highs and higher lows. But I suspect that we're going to see 15 or 20% volatility in these stocks for another 18 months.
You know, we're in an interesting situation right now in a couple of senses. The one that I'd like to kind of approach, I'm a real believer in diversification, but I'm a real believer in diversification in terms of markets.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little bit of real estate, we've got some conventional stuff, and we've got some resource stuff. You think I'm crazy?
Not at all. I have those buckets as well as physical precious metals. I tend to concentrate my portfolios in natural resource-based businesses because I personally have a competitive edge in those businesses. I've had the good fortune to meet some very, very, very smart general securities analysts, and I know for sure I can't compete against them. I know similarly that if they come into the resource space, that I'm going to whip them. And I want to hang out mostly in arenas where I feel I have my own competitive advantage.
Rick, in the resource space, let's step away from gold and silver. What are some other commodities out there that you're looking to that you really like?
First off, thank you so much for that question. I love the water business. I've talked on your show about water for 25 years. All of a sudden, I've worked 25 years to be an overnight success. There's a drought in California, and the world is beating a path to my door, which has been open to them for two decades. Certainly, I like platinum and palladium, the platinum group metals, for reasons that we've talked about in this show before. More buyers than sellers. That's a wonderful reason for things to go up. I mentioned before, last year on your show, that I like North American natural gas. I think that game has written on it. You know, the price of gas is up from $2 to $5 a thousand. Doesn't need to go any higher. Probably goes lower. But I liked it for the reasons that we've talked about before. I like the zinc trade. I like the uranium trade. There's a lot of stuff out there. I basically like any material that is priced in the market below production cost. Any industry that's in liquidation. Because if you have an industry in liquidation, if there's ongoing demand for the commodity, you have two choices. Either the price goes up or the commodity goes away. Nuclear is an example. In California, we hate nuclear. We despise nuclear. But it provides 14% of our electricity. We have two choices. Nukes or dark. Those are the two choices. It's really that simple.
That's what I like about some of these commodities, too, is that there are production costs. It costs a pretty defined average amount of money to pull these resources, extract them however you need to do it. And some of these prices right now are just beat up. So, Rick, when you're playing these other commodities, are you playing stocks, ETFs, funds? What are you doing?
Yes. Yes. We try and figure out where statistically we get the best bang for the buck on a fundamental basis. We aren't as interested in trading markets as we are the delta between the perception of value as expressed by the market price and the actual value as we do with risk-adjusted net present value calculation. It's that delta between the short-term market-related valuations and the longer-term actual valuations that's where money's made.
You know, and that's what Sprott Global is all about. Rick runs Sprott Global down in California, just a little bit north of La Jolla. Kathy and I have been down there. We visited the firm. I got to tell you, it's one of the most efficient firms I've been around. He has a group of brokers supporting him that are some of the most brilliant guys in the business. You should get in touch with him if you have an interest in this field. Rick, thanks so much, bud.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, gentlemen.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, you got to admit, Rick is really an interesting guy. I have gotten nothing but great service, I want to say, from his firm, Sprott Global. They provide investors like myself with a wonderful execution of trades, etc. That's not really Rick's claim to fame, though. Rick's claim to fame is he's probably the smartest guy in the world in our particular industry. Another guy who really also is up there is my friend Greg McCoach. Greg is a pseudo-neighbor of ours, lives down on the spit. You're down there part-time, I guess, on the water. Got a great place down there about a mile and a half, 2 miles from Kathy's and my little abode. Greg has a newsletter called The Mining Speculator. Looks like the market's turning, bud. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think this is we're getting the signs that everything's going in our favor again. After a long hiatus, we've had a difficult 2 years. You know, I think one of the several good signs that I'm seeing, and I think confirm that this is real for a bottom behind us. Number one, you're seeing a capitulation, I think, on the COMEX of the shorts, the paper shorts. It's not a full capitulation. It's a gradual capitulation, I'd say, while at the same time we're seeing major buying out of China, physical purchases of gold from big Chinese investors. So that's a good signal. From the mining stock standpoint, I think we're seeing the fund managers who have been absent in our industry for quite some time suddenly are coming back and writing checks and doing deals and being very interested again. You have to be very select, not a broad rebound by any means, but the higher quality companies are definitely getting the attention. That's always how our rebound starts. I don't think it'll be like in times past where all the boats float. I think there's some boats that just aren't going to float anymore and just need to go the way of the dodo, as some have already done. But another good sign I'm seeing is I think there's I'm probably when people ask me where's gold going, it's tough to say in the short term. Long term, I'm very bullish, but when is that? Is it 2 minutes away? Is it 5 years away? Just because something's inevitable doesn't mean it's imminent. You know, we can see that tomorrow morning it wouldn't surprise me if the whole financial system collapsed, right? But yet it also may hold together and go along like it's been for another 4 or 5 years. Overall, I just think, you know, we're seeing a lot of big money starting to come into physical metals. People who weren't oriented towards that before are starting to really look at it. Japan, people from Japan, I think all of Asia, not just China, is looking at buying physical metal.
Greg, what really drives the gold price, in my opinion, and I think a lot of people, is the Western demand, Western buying coming from the COMEX. And another curious fact that I've read about recently is the last month, we actually saw an inflow into the ETFs of gold,
yeah,
rather than these outflows that we've been seeing. I think that is a great start to what could be a bigger and much higher gold price.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are trying to be very conservative when they say where could gold go in 2014. As I just said, it's hard to make those projections, but I think it's going to be a little more robust than most people who are just claiming, oh, we'll get to 1350, maybe 1400. If some of this momentum in the physical markets comes in and continues, gold's going a lot higher than that for this year.
You know, Greg, I was listening to number one, Al Corlin's presentation earlier today, and then I was listening to Graham Williams' presentation, and both of us stressed the importance of what's happening in China. I think that's really the driver. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing a major shift. The gold has been held by the West, and now it's shifting to the East. And China's the biggest participant in that. But what I'm suggesting is that you're going to see a broader Asian following in gold now, not just from China. It's going to be Korea, Vietnam. It's going to be Japan. There's big money in Japan, funds, huge funds that haven't even looked at gold yet. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm getting word that these guys are looking at buying gold where they never have before. So we're bringing in a whole new class of interest that has been projected would happen at some point, but it didn't. Now, all of a sudden, if you see that big money coming in from Japan, that's a very bullish sign.
That could be a huge driver for higher gold prices. However, I want to chat now about companies and stocks, because we have seen the stocks leading gold, at least in this recovery to start off 2014. I don't know if this money from Asia will necessarily flow into these stocks, but money is definitely going into the stocks. As you mentioned, we still have a bunch of kind of dogs out there that need to go the way of the dodo bird, but there are a lot of good companies out there that are still priced at very attractive levels. Do you see these stocks continuing to rise, or do you think that we might have this spring and a trade sideways, maybe even down, that we've seen?
Yeah, I mean, the selling may go away. I mean, I look at it like this, you know, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Okay, we just had a very big swing to the wrong way for us, right? So I think, quite naturally, the swing back is going to be fairly good. And I think probably what we'll see is there's great opportunity here. You have to be very select. It may slow down a little bit in the summertime as it normally does while people are drilling. But then as we get into the reporting season and depending on where metals prices are, you know, I think we could still see a very positive 2014. So we live in such a crazy time, as I've said to people in the newsletter. We live in abundant times, yet tumultuous times. Abundant from the standpoint that we're all living the good life. You know, a lot of us never before in world history have so many people had it so good for so long, yet tumultuous from the standpoint that it all could be taken away so quickly. So much could be taken away so fast. So what a strange time to be in the investor world, trying to make investments under these kind of scenarios where the rug could get pulled out from everything in a heartbeat, and yet you hope for the best, you prepare for the worst.
Hoping for the best and preparing for the worst, I think is really important, Greg, but my question is, what do you think? How do you think the bottom could get pulled out right now?
I mean, you've got several things. I mean, look at the Dow stocks. All this newly created money from quantitative easing, right? Where has it gone? It's produced a bubble in the Dow stocks. So, you know, I always try to help people understand that the Dow stocks only represent 30 companies, and those are always high flyers. And if any one of those companies starts performing bad, they rip it out and put a new high flyer in there to keep that index looking very robust. But the rest of the markets aren't doing that well. And so, you know, the valuation parameters are getting beyond what they should be. So there needs to be a correction there. When is that going to happen? Could it be some financial events? One of the things that I've seen really bizarre, it's not in the mainstream media, but these successful bankers, dead bankers, right? Nine of them. Three of them are from J.P. Morgan Chase, right?
Hell of a coincidence, Greg.
Yeah, no, I mean, then they happen to be the largest holder of all the toxic derivative debt problems that we know about. So usually an event like that would happen after a financial crisis where people would commit suicide. It's very strange circumstances.
Very strange circumstances. We do live in a strange world. There's no question about it. Greg, always appreciate your time. If you want more information about the Mining Speculator, simply go to our favorite site section, click on the banner. We're going to be right back with Brent Cook.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back to the third segment of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. This entire program was pre-recorded at the Prospectors and Developers Association conference, specifically on March 2nd, which was almost a week ago. We're chatting with Brent Cook right now, and Brent brought something up off mic that I think is really, really important. And I'm going to ask you, assume that you're explaining this to Al Corland. Forget about Corey Fleck, because he's brighter than I am. But assuming that you're explaining this to Al Corland, who has an IQ of probably somewhere around 50, keep it really basic if you would. In our business, one of the really key issues in evaluating a company is a 43-101 report taken after Canadian National Instrument number 43-101. Under penalty of law, okay, under penalty of imprisonment, if I'm not mistaken, the information in those reports have to be, number one, third party, and number two, they have to be, to the best of the author's ability, they have to be absolutely accurate. There really can't be anything in there that isn't pretty well proven. You're saying there's some things in spite of that that investors need to take a look at, Brett?
I think so. We covered this. There's two types of reports. One is more on the resource geology side, and the second is more on the mining engineering side of things. And we, in the letter, we looked at it a couple months ago now on the mining and or the exploration and geology side, and that's available for free on my website now. And just this weekend, a good friend of mine and an engineer who's worked with you know, most of the major mining companies and engineering firms has put together the first 5 of 10, what he calls 10 signs of a bogus NI 43-101 report. And in that, he goes through a number of things that anyone can really look at when reading these things, just to tip you off if there's something amiss. And he puts it into three styles. There's one, the legitimate company doing legitimate work. There's the company that's lost and really doesn't know what they're doing. And then there's the pure the sham. And what you've got to look for is, you know, these are supposedly independent, but consider the engineering firm doing the report. They're also online, if it's a positive study, to maybe get the engineering contract work, which is much, much more money than the actual report itself. That's one thing to keep in mind. Another thing to keep in mind is everything should be documented. I mean, you don't know what the prices are going to be, but someone gives you a quote, you know, they make some assumptions to what it's going to cost, to how many trucks they're going to need, what they're going to cost. Where did that cost data come from? Was it sourced from a real contract? Was it just something they pulled out of somebody else's report? That sort of thing. Just little things you can do like that, that you don't have to be an engineer to understand, but it tells you whether it's a solid report or a sham.
Brent, I find this topic so interesting because NI 43-101s are kind of the backbone of a lot of these companies to at least display and present what their property has, where the company stands. These are very, very important reports. But what I'm hearing is that there's a lot out there that are kind of shams, or you can really determine if the company doesn't know what they're doing, and this is supposed to be all third party. How many reports out there do you come across, maybe on a daily basis, that you just turn away and say this company doesn't stand a chance?
Well, I want to make, you know, I want to make the point that they are all not bad. They're all, you know, there are a lot of good people doing a lot of good work, and so this is not across the board. And the NI 43-101 report is the best source of information for anyone, but you've got to look at it with a bit of a jaundiced eye. I mean, one example that Tim gave this weekend was the qualification section on the report. The fellow that wrote it had been in the industry 6 years after graduating and had worked for a couple of engineering firms and probably just been working mostly on spreadsheets and had no real experience as to what it takes to build a mine, or what can go wrong, or what happens when you blow up a rock. I mean, those sorts of things take years to get a handle on, and it takes on-the-ground experience. So you want someone writing this report who has worked in a mine and knows how they work, not who has just got out of university and can fill out a spreadsheet.
You know, the thing that I find interesting about this, and the thing that I think might be interesting to listeners who are perhaps very enthusiastic about getting involved in resource companies because they see the potential for tremendous upside, they seem to forget sometimes about the potential for tremendous downside, which we, you know, we've all experienced. But having said that, it is, as you said, probably the only go-to document that allows a person to really be able to separate the wheat from the chaff, unless that person is you know, a really close friend or relative or whatever of the management of the company, for lack of better terms. It's important to realize that you really have to get as much information as you possibly can on a company before you invest in it, but you've got to realize that if your go-to document is this document pertaining to Canadian National Instrument 43-101, you really have to take a look at it, and you have to make sure that it is something that you really want to bet part of your checking account on.
Yeah, I think so for sure. I mean, you know, it's not just the NI 43-101 reports. Look at most of the major mining companies. They've written off billions and billions of dollars on mistakes they've made with their engineering department in terms of the mines they built or didn't build, or assumptions they made on costs and that sort of thing. So it's across the board. And I think you made a really good point. In my view, rule number one in this business, this industry, mining and junior exploration, is don't lose money. Once you get that out of the way, then you can start thinking about making money. And the way to not lose money, in my opinion, is find the fatal flaw. That's what I'm always about, is finding the fatal flaw. If you can find that fatal flaw, even if the stock has gone up, you can do well.
Brent, can you give us maybe a couple examples of companies that you like, and maybe even a couple companies that you're really staying away from?
I'll give you one that I'm talking about today in my presentation. Is a company called Roxgold, and its symbol's ROG. They've got a deposit in Burkina Faso. It's about 700,000-800,000 ounces. Averages right now, undiluted, about 17 grams. It's a nice, simple operation. I think it's going to be a very profitable deposit. They'll be putting out a technical report later this year, and I think it'll show a very high rate of return and a very respectable net present value based, you know, versus their current market cap. That's the sort of thing I'm looking for.
You had a number of companies in your newsletter, and I want to stress one thing. One of the reasons that we like Brent's newsletter as much as we do is because you walk the walk. Every company included in your newsletter is a company that you are personally invested in.
That's right. I think, to me, you know, and this came from, I worked with Paul Van Eaton, and the idea was that the most honest information you're going to get from somebody is what they're doing with their money, you know, in that sector. And so that's what the letter's about, is what I'm actually buying, you know, what price I'm buying it at, and all that sort of thing. There's no side deals or, you know, options, or I don't get paid by any of these guys. I just buy the stock and, you know, try to make money off it.
And that's pretty much what we do on the Cornell Economics Report. Brent, I'd like you to take a little bit of time here. We've got somewhat left. We've got about a minute and a half left here real quick. Tell our listeners again about Exploration Insights. The reason I keep stressing this is I got to tell you, I think this guy's one of the best out there, if not the best.
Well, thank you. My website is just that, at explorationinsights.com. There's a lot of good information on there. My rules of thumb, you can download that. Now we put it up public. There's also a nice report on gold resources and costs. Cost for, you know, real costs, which is real important. So all that information is there, and that's what my letter's about. It's just basically what I'm seeing in the industry, what I'm buying. And, you know, I'm a geologist. I've been doing this for 33 years now. I worked with Rick Rule for about 6 years, learned the finance side of it. So that's what I do.
Brent, we absolutely love having you on the show. I find all your comments very fascinating, and you do really dive deep into these companies. And you're honest to your subscribers. Your newsletter is very to the point. You tell people if this is good, if this is bad. You look at the properties, I think, the way people should look at the properties. I always enjoy reading over your newsletter. I always find your talks here at these shows very interesting, and I hope that everybody else finds Brent just as fascinating as we do. Al?
Well, I'll tell you, nobody can sum things up better than Corey Fleck. But I got to say, one of the great things about doing this particular show is, or doing this particular radio show, is that we get to talk with the best of the best. Brent, among other people, definitely falls in that category. Speaking of the best and the best, we're going to be right back.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Okay, welcome in here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. You know, our entire show was recorded at the Prospectors and Developers Association conference, with one exception, and that's this particular segment. We're wrapping up the first hour with Bob Moriarty. Bob and I were talking midweek, I guess, and we were talking about news flow, we were talking about general awareness around the world, etc. And one thing that Bob brought up that is, it's rather obvious, but having said that, people don't really stop and think about it enough, for lack of better terms, and that is how the internet has really, really changed the world. Specifically, look at the insights that it has given people around the world on the situation in the Ukraine. Bob, boy, I'll tell you, it sure has changed my life.
Yeah, I mean, it's changed a lot of people's lives, and we don't realize it until somebody points it out. I was reading a book a few days ago, and the guy was talking about using a 3.5-inch disc to do a recording, and I was thinking, God, I mean, that was a lifetime ago. But from an economic point of view, there are some real significant changes going on that certainly governments have failed to recognize, and it's very important. There's four things that I think are very important. I'm not sure we're going to be able to go deeply into all four of them. Now, the first one requires a little bit of a history lesson. If you go to the Treaty of Westphalia, and that's something not many people are going to be aware of, but if you go to Google and put up Westphalia, the 30-year war in Europe ended in 1648. And it ended with the Treaty of Westphalia. And basically every country in Europe was trying to kill every other country in Europe. It was a religious-based war. And they got everybody in Europe together, and they sat down for a year or two, and they came up with what was called the Treaty of Westphalia. Basically, it set up the concept sovereigns and states, okay? You had city-states before that. This set up concept of countries. Now, periodically you'll hear people like Obama or Clinton talk about non-state actors. Non-state actors are people who don't work with or for the government, but they have a big impact on what's going on. And that's exactly what's going to happen with the internet. It used to be that everybody had to believe everything the government said because there were no other alternatives. And now we realize something happens in the Ukraine or something happens in Crimea or something happens with the Black Sea Fleet. And the news media comes out and says, okay, Putin has issued an ultimatum and he's going to start a shooting war in 2 hours. And we know 15 minutes later that the media made that up. And the change is going to be, in the future, we don't need big countries. Big countries don't work. Now, if you look at the trend in the United States, the trend has been to bigger and bigger and bigger and more powerful government, and the government has taken away from state and local governments, and all the power has been put in the hands of the federal government. And I think it's obvious to everybody that model simply doesn't work. What we're seeing happening in the Ukraine right now is really the breakup of big government. Now, I believe the Ukraine will break up. Crimea at least will be split off. And the strange thing is it doesn't matter what happens to it. There's no winners and no losers because the Ukraine's a basket case. It's in debt to the tune of $137 billion. They're totally dependent on Russia for their natural gas. They're totally dependent on Russia for their income because they make money because the pipelines run through the Ukraine to Europe. So really, whether Russia is in charge or whether the EU continues in charge doesn't make any difference. Now, one of the other things that's going to change, one of the four, is going to be the mass media or the prostitutes, as Gerald Salendi likes to call them. Certainly in this particular situation with this crisis, the behavior of the mass media is absolutely embarrassing. You get Kerry or you get Obama coming out and saying, gee, this is really terrible. Who are these guys to invade a sovereign state? Who are these guys to interfere with the internal workings of another country? And nobody in the media says, well, gee, Mr. President, how about Syria? How about Libya? How about Iraq? If you want to talk about illegal wars, what about all the wars the United States has started? The media, both the demand for the media and the quality of the media has gone down significantly. The press is dead, okay? The newspapers in the United States, they might as well bury them now. They're not only bad, they're absolutely dreadful. The newspapers in England, the newspapers in Europe, the newspapers in Canada are far superior. I can't name a good newspaper in the United States. The video media, the viewers have been cut in half in the last 10 years, and they've lost 25% of them in the last year. And this is a very big deal. The internet is changing where the average person gets their information. And I'm not saying the information on the internet is all accurate, because a lot of people on the internet who have an agenda, just like the mass media does, but you have the choice of agendas so you could see another side. Now, another thing that's going to be ultra important, and certainly going back to the Ukraine is a good example. The Ukraine's bankrupt because the government's been spending too much money. I've said again and again and again that the danger of central banking is it makes loans too easy for governments to get, and they don't have the ability to pay them back. Ukraine is a bankrupt state. It's a basket case. There is no solution except the government spending less money. And that's the one solution that you don't see anybody talking about. Everything is about Russia is going to give Ukraine money. The EU is going to give Ukraine money. The United States government is going to give Ukraine money. Where are they getting the money? They're bankrupt, too. At the end of the economic crisis that we all know is coming, we're going to realize we can't afford the level of government we have, and we can't afford central banking.
Bob, I want to go back to something that you said earlier that is really rings near and dear to my heart. In what Corey and I do on this show, the daily papers, the daily print media, for lack of better terms, is of absolutely no use to us. The television, for example, whether it's Fox, whether it's NBC, ABC, CBS, it doesn't matter. It's of absolutely no use to us because there are sites that are available out there, probably the most common one being Drudge. You get information literally within half an hour after that event has occurred. Bob?
Okay, yeah, it's very accurate. I mean, you're making my point. If you pick up a newspaper now, you realize how out of touch it is. So the newspapers are going to go the way of a horse whip or a buggy whip. I mean, they're all dead, the dead man walking. By and large, video and the big ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, they're going to go the same way. They're just too outdated.
Well, there's no doubt that the Internet has changed the way that we get news and the way that we filter news, too. I think it's a new precipice that we're on where all this information is available to us to the point where we need to do the filtering through. I think it's teaching the younger generation, especially, to take a critical look at everything and really make their own decisions, which I think is very healthy in a way. And as you mentioned, it's immediate now. And even with social media, that's making getting news out on to people even more instantaneous. Stuff now it can get overblown sometimes, unfortunately, but people can be very, very aware of what's going on out there. And one final point that I want to make that I think will be very interesting moving forward as governments have to react to the Internet is the type of controls that the government may or may not put on, because we see in China, we see in a couple other countries, there are many, many controls out there. Here in the U.S., I don't think we have as many. Well, I know we don't have as many, but we also don't know what type of controls we have. It's something that is a very, very interesting aspect looking forward, and there's no doubt that the Internet has changed the way that we live and consume media.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this
this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.